I would anticipate that our members will be cordial to him, but what the reaction will depend very much on what he has to say. Some of our nurses and midwives feel very sore that, particularly about our new graduates, when he said they either take this graduate at 80% pay or they can take the boat. People who have trained, this is their country, their home country, to be told that in this day and age is a sad reflection on society and on our government. With regards to our more experienced nurses and midwives who are working down staff, trying to reach these HICWA standards, they're in a very pressurised job. They're trying to pay bills like everybody else. So we'll have to wait and see what he has to say. And with regards to the Crow Park talks, we voted overwhelmingly, 95%, and rejected. And with regard to that, we have had alternatives to offer to the minister. We have sought and are still seeking that he and his department will engage with us in a meaningful way where he doesn't have to cut pay of nurses and midwives or alter and change and disimprove their working conditions.
The message here yesterday, there was strong feeling from nurses and midwives. They feel they're being treated unfairly. They want to be treated better. And this is a message that will be sent to the Health Minister today.
Nurses and midwives don't want to be treated better than anybody else. They want to be treated fairly.